You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's turn our attention to little Mr. Jeremy Padgett and an issue going on in his household that involves his wife and his five-year-old.
Yeah, Mr. Reed, who's in kindergarten right now. And I went and picked Reed up the other day and standing there talking to his teacher before he came to the door. And she's like, I just want to let you know, there was a little incident today out on the playground. And I said, uh-oh, what did Reed do? And she's like, no, it wasn't Reed. Reed was shoved down by another child on the playground. And apparently this is kind of becoming a habit. This kid is kind of picking on Reed a little bit. And he's a little shaken up, she said. He's a little shaken up, not quite himself the rest of the afternoon.
Well, we know what happened to him when he got shoved down playing soccer. He
cried
for 4 months.
She said he cried. Cried on the playground in front of all the other kids.
Mommy!
They got shoved down. So I was like, oh, man, that sucks. He's getting kind of bullied already, and it's only kindergarten. So I took little Reed Man home, and when Nicole came home, I kind of told her what happened, and she kicked into mom mode and got down on her knees and said, now, how do you feel about this? And
yes, really?
What do we should talk to your teacher. And Jerry, we should go talk to the teacher about this. And maybe she can talk to that kid's parents. And
maybe we, you know,
but we can figure it out.
Sure.
Are you feeling okay about this, Reed? You know, just tell mommy
nurturing
how you
mode.
Feel. I was like, oh my God. So I let her do her shtick. And I said, Reed, come with me, young man.
Oh no, this is not good.
And we went out
well.
In the garage.
He went out in the garage.
The man area.
Oh, I hung up the punching bag. Oh, put some gloves on Reed, and I said, I'm going to teach you how to fight.
I want you to imagine that little kid's face on this bag.
That's exactly what I said. We pretended that bag was that little boy, and I said, I want you to stick your finger in his face and say, you knock it off right now, or I'm going to shove you down.
Oh, God. Reed could never pull that off.
He was out there jump roping. I had him down doing push-ups.
One-arm push-ups, no doubt.
One-arm push-ups. Right. He had his shirt off, and it was tied around his head like a bandana.
He was doing a one-arm push-up with you sitting on his back.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I got on my knees, and I made him shove me. And he was shoving me in the garage. I was like, harder! Harder! So let me just tell you right now, there's going to be no more shoving on that playground unless it's by Reed.
How does your wife feel about this?
Well, so, she got
how does she feel about her son being coached to fight by a guy who's never been in a fight in his life?
Oh, I've been in tons of fights. Uh-huh. I've been in so many fights.
Like slap fights with your
when
wife?
I was in the SEALs and all that. You guys don't know my backstory. So Nicole was, she got embarrassed by this because the next day she dropped Reed off at school, okay?
Okay.
And she talked to the teacher. She's like, I heard there was an incident at school.
Did she sound like that?
There was some shoving and Reed was just in shambles.
Was he okay?
And the teacher's like, yeah, you know, there was an incident and all that. And I talked to him and Nicole's like, yeah, we talked to him at home. And the teacher looked down at Reed and she says, Reed, if this little boy does this to you again, I want you to make sure that you get up and walk over and you tell me what happened. And we'll take care of it for you, and, you know, it'll end. Mm-hmm. And he looked at the teacher with Nicole stand there, and he said, no, my dad says I have permission to get in his face and tell him to never do that again, and that I'm supposed to shove him down. And Nicole's like, oh, no.
Stop the music.
Oh, no.
So the bullied has become the bullier. Bullied.
So he point blank told the teacher that he's not going to take any more crap from this kid.
Screw you, teach. Violence is the answer.
Self-defense is the answer, Emily. I didn't teach him to be the bully. I taught him to defend himself.
I want you to know, we're going to take a break. And if people want to call in and sound off on this, that would be great. 303-691-1649. 691-1649. And then I'm going to tell you a little story about a real life incident with young me.
You?
When I
were
was
you the shove or the shovee?
When I was either 4 or 5. I was either just before I got into kindergarten or in kindergarten. And it's a story that will warm the cockles of your heart.
Oh, he was probably the one that was bullied, and then Sandra was the one that shoved him down.
Then he brought her a lasagna. A peace offering.
This is for you, no more shove.
And then they made sweet love.
Under the slide.
And I will take you.
My God, it's as if you guys were there.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Mindbender in 20 minutes. Right now we're talking about the situation going on at Jeremy's house where his little five-year-old boy, Reed, is getting shoved down on the playground by another kid. This kid's not like 7 or 8, is he?
Dom, this kid's a year younger and a foot shorter.
Okay, well...
Even more reason to get the punching bag out. Come on.
So Jeremy says that Nicole, his wife's way of dealing with it, was to say
talk about your feelings.
Talk about feelings and go tell the teacher and stuff like that. And Jeremy's like, no, you fight back. So that's going. I do have a story to tell you, but first let's take a couple calls. Here's Tara. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to add to all of this?
Well, that same situation happened in my home, and my husband told my son, they're older, you defend yourself, you don't take any of that. And mm-hmm. I was in the next room saying, oh my gosh, no.
Talk about your feelings.
I know, and that's what I wanted to do, but that's not realistic. And I think Reed needs to be able to stand up for himself and say no. And I think it's normal for kids to get into little pushing matches. I'm a little concerned about the bully. Is he being bullied at home? Don't know that.
Well, all right, listen, thank you for being on the show. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks for talking to us. Here's Melena. Hey, Melena, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What do you want to add?
I think Jeremy did the right thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
Very good. Have a great time.
No, I think that kids get bullied too often, and I think that a lot of kids don't have the confidence to stand up for themselves. And I feel like later in life, you're going to continue getting bullied, and nobody's going to stand up for you because kids are too afraid to stand up for each other.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Right. It's like, the mom's not always going to be there. The teacher's not going to always be there.
Wait,
I'm not teaching him to be a jerk, but just to stand up for
himself.
No,
there's a difference between being an instigator and being able to
defend yourself.
Well, okay, an instigator. You are his father. You do have a bit of a smart aleck attitude. Do we know if Reed perhaps did say something smart alecky to the pusher?
You know, that's a fair point.
That's a very fair point.
Maybe he needed to get shoved down.
Maybe we need to sit down and...
This is why I shove you all the time, Jeremy.
You sound like a lady that just called. We don't know what's going on at home. Jeremy's probably so sarcastic at home.
Hey, your ass looks big.
Here's,
is
Vanessa.
That what someone Reed said?
Hello, Vanessa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us?
So I would agree. I mean, maybe not like telling him to punch him back. But, my daughter, she's younger in a lot of her classrooms and stuff, and so she always gets bullied. And one time a kid was bullying her, and she actually like jumped on his back and started trying to choke him out. So
that's like WWE.
But don't hit the punching bag.
Escalated.
Yeah. So I had a conversation with her, and I was like, I'm not mad at you for defending yourself, and by all means, especially if you're the smaller or maybe less defensive type, but by all means defend yourself, but maybe not like
to that extent.
Them back.
Listen, I'm glad you got that's going to lead into the story that I need to tell. Thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Thank
you. Because there's a line between defending yourself and going too far, and apparently one of the stories they love to tell, you know how when families get together, they recap stories from years
ago? Yeah.
Every so often or whatever. And apparently there's a story about me when I was like 4 years old or something. We were living at the time in Fairbanks, Alaska. And that's where I lived for a few years and went to kindergarten there. And apparently I would come home from playing in the neighborhood and I'd be crying, my mother would tell me, because there was one particular kid who was pushing me down and hitting me. All I know is they used the word hitting. I don't know to what extent that was hitting. And my mom got sick of it. It wasn't my dad, because my dad was off at work. It was my mom, who was a stay-at-home mom. And she's like, I'm sick of this. She goes, when that kid hits you, you hit him back. So it was my mom telling me to go all Eye of the Tiger, right?
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Well, according to the legend and the story, my family loves it, is that those parents of that other kid had to bring me home because I had not only defended myself, I had like got that kid down on the ground and was just going to town on him.
Oh,
it's like
my God. A Christmas story. That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. And the family had to come out and pull me off.
Oh, my God.
And
they snapped.
And they went down. And this is the best part of this story, is that they brought me home and they got in my mom's face. And they're like, your son, blah, 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 blah. And apparently my mom put her hands on her hips. She said, well, good.
Yes.
So this other kid, what was her name?
What do you say to
that? Hey, well done. So that's what I did. That was my first lesson, was my mother telling me, don't take any crap from people.
Right? That Scott Fergus needed to be taken down.
Farkas. How do we pronounce this
just
name?
It's Ange.
Ange, welcome to the show, Ange.
Hello, how are you?
We're all good. So what do you want to say?
I had the same situation. When I was growing up, and even with my son, he came home with a black eye, and some kid just punched him. He didn't do anything. He was just playing around, and the kid, he just said, I don't like you, and he just hauled off and hit him. And I said, well, what'd you do?
Cried.
And he said, well, I cried.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it hurts. It hurts. You ever been punched in the eye? It hurts. Okay.
Yeah. And so, however, I said, you need to defend yourself. And pretty much that was. And I was always bold. And my mother, being an Italian, she showed me how, and she had my brother show me how to hit the punching bag. And I had a couple girls pull my hair and start. And
okay, I got to cut you off here because we got to go to other calls. But, Ange,
you were really beat up.
Okay, where did you grow up, Compton?
I'm afraid to cut you off because I don't want you to come down here and punch me in the face.
She's got some history.
Goodness.
Listen, thank you very much for your call and for being on the show. We got time quickly for one more. It's Gordon. Hey, Gordo, what do you say?
Hey, I got to tell you, I had the same situation that you did, Dom. I was a little bit older, about fourth grade. I kept getting chased home by these three brothers, and I came through the backyard to get to my house. My mom happened to be outside hanging up our clothes, laundry back in the day, and I go, Mom, I go, these guys keep wanting to fight me. She's like, well, pick one of them. Not all three of them, just pick one. Beat the heck out of them. She let me go at it. And I got the job done, and needless to say, they never bothered me again.
Well, you know what? And I know we're going to thank you for your call, and thanks for being on the show. I know we're going to get some backlash from this, and there are going to be people that are, you're condoning violence, and you're telling kids. I think our message is
defend yourself.
And
don't go looking for the fight.
Don't just stand there and let them wail on you.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I do want to know more of the backstory with what's going on with Little Reed.
I know. What did he say?
No, he didn't say anything. Uh-huh. Nothing at all.
Okay.
Do you think he's going to fight back?
Not a chance.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.